The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, hope you guys are healthy. Hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. Very, very interesting, unfortunate news as we hear this Elizabethkia, which is this virus. I shouldn't say a virus. It's actually a bacteria. But there's an outbreak of this Elizabethkia, named after the scientist Elizabeth King. I need a Dr. Dahlia bacteria out there. It really, really helps with the ratings. But we're going to talk about this outbreak. Some interesting stuff and pretty, pretty scary, unfortunately. Raising eyebrows, Great Britain is recommending that their smokers go on e-cigs because smoking is so deadly. They feel e-cigs and the risks of e-cigs do not outweigh the benefits. So right now, the UK, a report out of the UK, is advocating substituting e-cigs for tobacco. For those of you with red hair, many of us are envious that you have red hair. Some of us doctors are not too envious because it appears that red hair gene, the gene that gives you red hair, can double your chance of melanoma, even if you don't have direct sunlight exposure. We have the 7 deadliest emergency general surgeries. So for those of you about to have an emergency general surgery, there are 7 types that appear to top the list of being the most dangerous. Women may be preparing for the draft as a commission is discussing with the House to equalize the, as we are, I guess, leveling the playing field of women in combat roles in the military, then the next, I guess, progression of things is for women to be signing up for the draft. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll also be talking about how there is an antibody shot now that protects monkeys from an HIV-like infection. And this may be one of the closest things we have to an HIV vaccine. Speaking of HIV, there's been many media reports discussing Prince and his last few days of life. And they've been discussing how he had been diagnosed with AIDS about 6 months before he died, even though he contracted HIV back in the mid-90s. And they're saying that he did not have treatment for his HIV or AIDS because he believed, quote-unquote, God would heal him. So we're going to talk about that. Unfortunately, another tragedy. WWE wrestling legend China had died, I think, the same day as Prince. We're being told right now that she had died from an accidental overdose of Ambien and Valium. These are two medications I have warned many of you to never, never mix, and unfortunately people do. And we're being told now that that's how she died. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, One House committee says women are headed for the draft. The House Armed Service Committees took a big and unexpected step forward now, making women wanting to make women register for the draft. Right now, there's a handful of Republicans joining Democrats to back this measure. According to Representative Duncan Hunter of California, says right now the draft is sexist. He filed an amendment to the House's annual defense authorization bill to require women between the ages of 18 and 26 to register for the Selective Service, the government agency that keeps records of who is eligible to be conscripted. Now, Representative Hunter has been against the Obama administration's policy to allow women to serve in combat roles. But he proposed this measure to start a discussion about the draft. He voted against his own amendment, they say, arguing that anyone who favored it would be siding with the administration. This is where I get really upset, where there's these moves and these, you know, we're wasting taxpayers' dollars making statements like this, going, okay, I'm going to draft a bill or I'm going to make a bill such that it shows that I am against the Obama administration, and I get 5 minutes of fame, 15 minutes of media, and I know it's going to go nowhere. But I don't know. I mean, this is interesting. There's a chance that this could fly. Now, mind you, okay, you know, in Israel, men and women, they all have to serve in the army. And we've been told for years that as our Americans become more obese and less, quote-unquote, tough, from a physical standpoint, this is one of the biggest threats to our national security. So as we are enlisting and we are enrolling more and more women in combat roles, and we are inviting more and more women, you know, into the ranks, it only makes sense, if we're being politically correct, to not have a discrimination on who gets drafted and who doesn't. And so if the Israeli army and many other militaries outside of the U.S., you know, enlist both men and women and treat them equally, in order for women to be treated equally, then we may have to be equal all across the board. Equal pay, equal amounts of duty, and not equal severity, but equal amounts, because obviously, you know, it depends on the physical load and the physical abilities. But then, we would have to then consider the draft. And so whether this is a political statement or whether this is something that's going to be taken seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if over the next few years this does. I mean, we are now moving towards everybody treated equal, which is something, I mean, we should be treating everybody equally since our, you know, Constitution told us to. So, you know, it's been years in the making. But I wouldn't be surprised if we want to enlist women in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a measure that ends up taking hold. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told that Prince and the tragedy that that is, I found in an elevator, and it doesn't sound like anybody where he was at knew how to address the situation. So there's a lot of questions surrounding what happened. And there had been many, many rumors that he had been HIV positive. Prince had tried to keep his life private, and understandably so. He had lost his son, some relationship issues, and who hasn't? And so he led a very, very private life. And one thing he tried to keep private, and we don't blame him, is battling HIV. And it seems as though he was very successful for decades. And now we're being told that he was weighing only 80 pounds by the time he died at the age of 57 years old, and that he had been preparing to die for a while. Now, from what we understand, he had low temperature, he was iron deficient, he had been weak, disoriented, and his face was yellowish. They also say, one source, that the skin, I don't know what to make of this, on his neck was hanging off, and the tips of his fingers were brownish yellow. So when I hear something like this, I think cancer, I think liver failure, I think, and you know, many people want to know the difference between HIV and AIDS. HIV is the virus that is responsible for AIDS. You could have HIV and be perfectly healthy, all right? Like, as we've seen, you know, many people in the show business that have had HIV, but they're fine, they're healthy, and they're not, you know, suffering. AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, where once your white cells, okay, your T lymphocytes, and your T lymphocytes fight infection, once those drop to a level that starts to allow infections and other debilitating pathogens to take over, you start to acquire a syndrome of illnesses, okay? And it could be certain pneumonias. It could be, although the most common pneumonia that a person with AIDS has is strep pneumonia, the same kind that any of us can get, even though there are a variety of other different illnesses and pneumonias that somebody with AIDS could get. The most common is strep, because that's the most common type of pneumonia out there. So if you have HIV and then later acquire AIDS, you are going to be more vulnerable to the most common pathogens, to strep throat, to ear infections, to yeast infections, you know. And then, unfortunately, on top of that, there is PCP, mycoplasma pneumonia. There is a variety of other illnesses. Kaposi sarcoma is a cancer we usually see in people with HIV, more advanced stage AIDS, I should say, and it's deadly. You know, I told you about one of my son's teachers, principals, actually, where he had African-American gentleman who had showed me his leg, and he goes, Dahlia, this is the weirdest spider bite I have ever seen. You know, I'm like, I know, that's just, has it been biopsied? You know, maybe it's not a spider bite, maybe it's cancer or something. It has been biopsied. He goes, yeah, it was biopsied, and the biopsy was negative. I go, well, let me biopsy it. You want to come to my office, and I'll biopsy it. So I biopsied it, and it came back inconclusive. So I'm like, something's not right. I'm going to send you to my dermatologist. He's also African-American, and he knows, he has a specialty of working with people that have that non-white skin, because many of us are trained in centers where it's mostly white patients. And I go, there's something not right, and I want to get him involved because I don't believe the biopsy, and this is a very weird spider bite. And it was basically the size of a grapefruit now on his ankle. So, Dr. The dermatologist evaluated him, did another biopsy, again negative. So now he's had three biopsies. He decides to continue because he agrees something is not right, and it comes back Kaposi sarcoma. He goes, have you had your HIV status checked? He's like, no, I mean, I wasn't his doctor. I only done a biopsy. I hadn't been his regular doctor. And, again, nobody had, and I'll tell you why it wasn't apparent. So he ends up getting HIV status, and he was HIV positive. Now that he has Kaposi sarcoma, he's obviously in AIDS, the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So because he now has a syndrome as a result of the HIV, destroying his T lymphocytes that fight infection, and he gets treatment. Unfortunately, he was dead within a year. And it was a horrible case. If he had been a lighter-skinned individual, Kaposi sarcoma has a look that you just can't miss. It's purple. You have, you know, if you have light skin and it has this purple hue, it doesn't look like any other skin cancer. You look at it and you're like, boom, that's it. In the mouth, they almost look like blisters in the back of the throat. There's a look to it if somebody has it, depending on where it is. And unfortunately, he was black. And so it looked like a spider bite, or it looked like a melanoma. It did not look like a Kaposi sarcoma. So when his original doctor biopsied it, and I think it was fast growing because it really wasn't a lot of months in between him seeing his doctor and my getting him to the dermatologist. Unfortunately, if I would have seen him dropping my son off at daycare, and I would have seen, that's interesting, that's purple. If he would have shown me, that could have saved him a good few weeks. So you know, it's so important that, you know, when you have pigmented skin and the darker skinned individuals, that they have a dermatologist that is very, very aware and will continue to go on the hunt. I can't tell you how many things have been blown off because of negative biopsies. And, unfortunately, you know, many times HIV or these things can get missed. So I'm still kind of confused as to why Prince would have died in an elevator. Again, there's still a lot of question on what happened to him 6 days prior to his death. But the very interesting, I guess, rumor that he wanted to partner with God for his treatment rather than treatments is a very, very common theme we see, not so much with HIV, but with a lot of illnesses. There's many people out there that feel us going to modern medicine or man-made medicine is not the way to go, and that God will heal us. And I am a huge fan of prayer. I am a huge fan of partnering with the Lord. I mean, I partner with God with everything. And I mean, wow, I you know, he's been with me for, you know, forever, and I'm so blessed. But, you know, I also believe he gives us guidance, and he gives us guidance, and he gives us tools and means for us to get the help we need. So, you know, if Prince left this world the way he wanted to leave this world, then bless him and you know, Godspeed. If, unfortunately, he was under a false misconception, then he left us way too soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also leaving us way too soon is World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc., WWE's Chyna, had died, I believe, the same day. And she has actually wanted her brain, if she did die, to be donated to Dr. Bennett Omalu, who was the concussion expert that is studying CTE. He's the one very made famous in the movie Concussion, where he felt that these football injuries happening to football players were causing them to have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which causes depression, causes violent streaks, and unfortunately could cause early death, even possibly Alzheimer's, mood swings. And what we're being told today is the 45-year-old star Joan Marie Laurer was found dead in her home in Redondo Beach on Wednesday. And she had died from an accidental overdose of Ambien and Valium. She had been prescribed both a sleeping medication and tranquilizer used to treat anxiety, and it appears that she might not have been taking them properly. Now, remember, with overdose, that doesn't mean you're taking 10 pills, okay? It might be just both pills at the same time, and unfortunately, bad luck of the draw can cause you to die. Now, there was a 13-minute video that Joan Marie Laurer had posted, and you see her rambling her words and going through various stages of thought. And this is what these medications do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Great Britain, from what we understand, a report out of Great Britain, is recommending that smokers go on e-cigs. They say substituting electronic cigarettes for tobacco is beneficial to public health and should be encouraged for current smokers. The report was released this morning, and it rejects several safety arguments that has been marshaled against e-cigs in recent years. And it argues that smoking tobacco is so deadly that any small potential risk from long-term e-cig use is outweighed by the life-saving effects of not smoking at all. So, they also argue that e-cigs are not a gateway to smoking tobacco for current non-smokers, and that they likely lead tobacco smokers to try to quit regular cigarettes when they otherwise wouldn't. Now, there was an article that came, or a study that came out saying, look, you know, e-cigs may be helping people quit smoking, but they are starting new audiences and new non-smokers to start taking up these products. So somebody who would have never stuck a cigarette in their mouth is really liking the bright red, canistered e-cig. And so we have made advancements on one end, but we've fallen behind on the other. They say here that the report lays to rest almost all the concerns over these products and concludes that with sensible regulation, electronic cigarettes have the potential to make a major contribution towards preventing the premature death, disease, and social inequalities in health that smoking currently causes in the UK. And this is John Britton, director of the UK Center for Tobacco and Alcohol Studies at the University of Nottingham, who chaired the panel responsible for the report. Now, this report comes at a very critical time, according to Fox News, for the e-cig industry. Their sales have fallen sharply in recent months. Why? Because there's been confusion about safety and health, etc. And there has been a 6.2% decline in sales in the U.S. for the year that ended in March 26th. So you wonder if there's a company behind this? I was a little shocked when their report said, go to e-cigs. Okay, and I've told you what happened with my patients before I closed practice and what I saw with my patient samples, okay? Many of them went to e-cigs. They liked it better than the nicotine patches. They liked it better than the nicotine gum. But they didn't vape or e-cig temporarily, many of them. Many of them just moved to e-cigs. And if they pose being more expensive overall than cigarettes, some of my patients have echoed to me, they're going to go back to smoking. They're not getting off the nicotine. Now, if you wanted to really, really do it right, I mean, if you're telling me, look, Dr. Dahlia, I am e-cigging or vaping to get off smoking, then what you need to do is you need to go down on the nicotine content. Until finally you're basically smoking placebo from the e-cig, you get off nicotine after a few weeks, and then you try to get the e-cig out of your mouth. The problem is that these e-cigs have not been around long enough for us to determine what the hell you're getting into your lungs. So as a result, now you could be getting formaldehyde, you are exposing your lungs, your very delicate lungs and alveoli to chemicals that are usually in edible, digestible food. I mean, you know, when we use food colorings, you know, that's been tested to be safe in your GI tract. We really haven't tested food colorings on your alveoli of the lungs, which exchanges the oxygen for the blood. So what are we doing to ourselves, all right? Just because the data isn't out there to the degree that it needs to, okay, because, again, somebody would have to e-cig for a while to see if they get cancer from it. I mean, you know, e-cigs have only been popular the last, you know, couple years, if that. I mean, really popular to that degree. So I would be very reluctant to tell somebody, okay, quit smoking by just going to e-cigs. Now, if you promised me that you would only e-cig for 2 months and that you would go through a two-month regimen to get off smoking using an e-cig, I may say, okay, Godspeed. But if I see that, you know, you're just swapping one for the other, now you're on e-cigs for a year or two, I cannot tell you how healthy that is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Recently, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced that a patient there had died of an infection from the bacteria Elizabethkingia anopheles. This is the same bacteria that has infected dozens of people in Wisconsin, one person in Michigan, and the bacteria now has been linked to 20 deaths, according to the CDC. Now, this is a very unusual outbreak because usually we only get about 5 to 10 cases of this Elizabeth Kingy a year. This current outbreak is double. I mean, 20, that's a high jump, okay? And usually this Elizabeth Kingy doesn't really cause illness in people to the degree that it kills them. They say most of the infections have been in people over the age of 65 who had at least one serious underlying health condition. Often the people who are infected have weakened immune systems. So the bacteria shouldn't be deadly to the average person. Yet, you know, we've seen now 20 deaths. Now, they don't know if it's the bacteria that caused the death or was it the underlying illness combined with the fact that they were dealing with this bacterial infection. Now, most of the people of the outbreak have had bloodstream infections with this Elizabeth Kingia, and in a couple of the cases, the bacteria was found in the respiratory tract or in the joints. Now, this Elizabeth Kingia is commonly found in soil, rivers, reservoirs, but they don't know where the source of the bacteria was for this particular outbreak. So they're right now testing samples from the facilities where people are treated. They're looking at healthcare products, etc. And right now, I think it's resistant to most antibiotics. And so, you know, they do try the fluoroquinolones like Cipro and Levaquin, Rifampin, Bactrim. But it's kind of scary. So we'll keep you guys posted as we find out more. This was very interesting. The seven deadliest emergency general surgeries, they say seven types of operations, including appendectomy and gallbladder removal, account for 4 out of every 5 emergency general surgery deaths in the United States. Now, other procedures includes partial removal of the large or small intestine, surgery to repair a bleeding or torn ulcer, separating abdominal organs that have adhered to each other, appendix removal, gallbladder removal, and open abdominal surgery. Now, researchers found that these operations account for 80% of complications from emergency general surgery. And it makes sense. I mean, I was an ER doc. If you're coming in with acute abdominal pain, and, you know, many times it's your appendix, or it's your gallbladder, or it's trauma, or it's a bowel obstruction from organs sticking to each other from adhesions. Excuse me. And so, in that case, many times we have to go in and we have to do surgery. So, it makes sense that here's a person that possibly has not been going to the doctor on a regular basis, and we don't know their heart status, etc. We have to take you in for emergency surgery, and then you may have a complication and die, which is why I think it is very, very imperative that many of you, you know, make sure you're seeing a regular medical provider so you know you are healthy. Okay, you know, we want to make sure you don't go in with an abnormal heart rhythm. You should not be walking around with an abnormal heart rhythm or a major murmur, and then all of a sudden you get an appendicitis attack. Okay, I mean, you know, you should have, and if, let's say, God forbid, you do have a condition, like either diabetes or a heart condition, et cetera, asthma, respiratory, COPD, you want to make sure that when you do go to the hospital contacts your doctor who knows you and can make sure that there's a pulmonary specialist, cardiac specialist, et cetera, in the loop. So researchers focused on emergency general surgery performed within 2 days of hospital admission due to a serious medical condition. Heart-related procedures and surgery prompted by traumatic events like car crashes were excluded from the analysis. Now, more than 3 million Americans undergo emergency general surgery every year. So, GI bleed, bowel obstruction, etc. So, we're going to be talking about later this month how to prevent having an emergency such as this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all. We really, really appreciate it. So, there is a single injection of a powerful HIV-fighting antibody that protected monkeys from an HIV-like infection and gave them this protection for up to 6 months. This could be one of the closest things we have to a vaccine. Researchers from the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases found that each of four HIV antibodies help protect, macaque, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, monkeys, from repeated exposure to a modified version of HIV, although some of the antibodies protected the animals longer than others. Now, this was published today in the journal Nature, and it does represent some progress to eventually creating an HIV vaccine. They have been working for decades on this. Not much success. 2009, a clinical study known as TIE trial produced the first vaccine to offer some protection against HIV. Now, it only lessened transmission by a modest degree. We don't want to vaccinate somebody and they have a false sense of hope that they're in the clear. If you're going to vaccinate somebody, we want to know that we are looking at 99.9999999%. Okay? Because obviously nothing is ever 100%. So, what we want to do is we want to introduce something to your system that's not the disease, or so weak that it doesn't cause the disease, to get your immune system to generate antibodies that will then turn around, recognize it, and attack it if it does come to the body. Remember, big problem we have with HIV, which is one of the smartest viruses out there, is of all the cells that the HIV decides to attack, it's your T lymphocytes. And your T lymphocytes are the white blood cells that fight infection. So rather than it, affecting your liver cells or your nervous cells or your respiratory system like a lot of viruses do, this virus is so smart it goes right to the meat, the one cell that could fight it, which is why this HIV has been so scary and so deadly. In recent years, researchers have isolated a number of powerful antibodies that certain people with HIV produce against the virus. One is called VRC01. It was isolated from an HIV-infected man and later found to neutralize almost all known HIV strains in the world. That antibody has already moved into early human clinical trials. The real value of this new study is that it shows there are at least three good antibody candidates to move into trials. They have VRC01, two others. They have a new one, a fourth one, by tweaking the VRC01. So now they found that these all four antibodies temporarily protected these monkeys from infection of the simian type of HIV, which is a combination of HIV from the simian form as well as an HIV that infects many primates. So they're close, okay? I mean, still no cigar, but they're close. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scientists have grown human sperm in a lab, but get this, they used skin cells to do it. This breakthrough was made by experts at the Valencian Infertility Institute, being reported by Daily Mail. They say the researchers said they were working to find a solution for the roughly 15% of couples worldwide who are unable to have children and whose only option is to use donated sperm or eggs. So, the result of the research was carried out at Stanford, and it was inspired by the work of Japan's Shina Yamanaka and Britain's John Gordon. They reprogrammed mature skin cells by introducing a cocktail of genes needed to create gametes, and gametes make sperm and egg. So, what they did is, within a month, a skin cell was transformed into becoming a germ cell. And the germ cell could develop into a sperm or an egg. But it did not have the ability to fertilize. So, this is a sperm, but it needs a further maturation phase to become a gamete. It's just the beginning. So, the gamete is what has the ability to actually fertilize. So, 1 in 7 couples has trouble conceiving. So, this could be huge. Infertility is traditionally considered usually an issue with women's periods and cycles being off and hormones being off and not having the right progesterone amount to build a nice, you know, cushiony uterus and inability to ovulate and having anovulatory cycles. And sometimes they do ovulate, but the fallopian tube is clogged. And so we do tests to see if the fallopian tube is open and patent. But many times it's the man. And so being able to make sperm from scratch could be one of the coolest things. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. Not cool is you have many teenagers having cosmetic vaginal surgery to make designer vaginas, having labioplasty. And they say it is doubling. And they believe what's happening is girls are going under the knife because of porn or because of all these idealized images. Okay, that people have, of body parts. And it blows my mind that a young girl, I mean, I remember years ago, you know, the Sweet 16 present was a boob job for your daughter. Can you imagine? I would be like, oh no way. Absolutely not. Okay, my mom used to dress me up like a boy. She did not want any looking at me. Now, keep in mind, we had a rape in the family. So, you know, that was her way of protecting me, making sure that, I wouldn't be a target. But short hair, always had to wear pants, wouldn't let me shave my legs if I tried to sneak wearing a skirt to school. Very loose blouses, because, I mean, I was developing, and I don't know if you guys see me. I was probably in a training bra for 7 minutes. I mean, it was like boom all of a sudden. And so it's frustrating to, I mean, number one is for girls to want to go under the knife. Two, what are the parents thinking? I really? You're letting your 16-year-old daughter get this done? But three, their body image. Okay, what is going on? And four, how is everybody being exposed to what that's supposed to look like? I mean, that just blows my mind. You know, I was watching Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect 2, all right? And I guess there's a very, very funny scene in the beginning where her name is Fat Amy. And I guess if you haven't seen it, she's doing an aerial silk dance up in air on stage. And something happens where she splits her pants. And then as she unfortunately turns, the whole, I guess, audience sees, I guess, part of the female anatomy. And what they did well with the movie is they, she didn't look distraught. She didn't feel bullied. You know, she felt like she was more, elevated into a new social class, having been, you know, she almost seemed proud of the moment. But then on the flip side, again, it brings to the issue that, you know, people are very, I guess, the access people have to seeing things like this, because somebody had made a comment to her saying that it looked beautiful. Compared to what? Okay, I mean, these are body parts. Our body parts have functions. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to glorify a body part. I mean, you don't hear somebody go, you know, your nostril is beautiful. You have beautiful nostrils, or your nasolacrimal duct. I mean, we have orifices and that, I would not be encouraging anybody to have surgery like that. Well, unfortunately, I mean, so, you know, double check what your kids are doing and what they want to spend their money on. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Rebel.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
.com.